All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I've got a surprise for you. Okay, now, first of all, this is just a teaser. It's, what you're getting is just what you see here. We're not doing anything further until the game is actually available for purchase, okay? This is just for the people that are, you know, supporting the Patreon and all that kind of thing. But everybody else, we're just gonna wait. You know, like, you know what I mean. I'm just gonna wait. Like, I'm not... When it comes to itch.io and other platforms and stuff, then I'll get it. But right now, we just have what I believe is the first episode. Sorry, that was a mouthful. But yeah, we got the first episode of Euphoria. And this is a completely different experience from Leap of Faith. Completely more serious thing, and hopefully it works out. Oh, by the way, can you guys support Drifty at patreon.com/driftygames? It's right there. I know it's a little small, but it's capital D, capital G. So yeah, Drifty Games, that's all one word. So go ahead, and you can get a copy of this early if you like. I don't want to wait for you, Grim. I want to fucking play it myself. Well, do it! Give him some money so we can help make this an awesome game like Leap of Faith was. So, let's go ahead and get started. Whoops. What are we loading? Sorry. It's a habit. You don't know exactly when it started, but some moments stand out. Because they were so bad, they couldn't possibly have happened. Right? Okay, Harvard University. Okay. Distant laughter. Voices approaching. I haven't had this much fun in years. Shh. Laughs. You're gonna wake up the neighbors if you don't stop. Well, you have a little patience, Tiger. What's your name? This will also be your name in the gallery. Leave blank for Aaron. No, we're Grim. It's Grim, remember? But you can call me Tiger if you want. Fine, Grim. Now, where did I put those keys? Hang on. Fiddles. Finally. Click. There we go. I thought you said have patience. You taste wonderful, by the way. And you taste like... tequila, but I prefer something a bit more sexy. Was gonna say classy, but hold on to that thought while I go get us a glass of something red. Well, she's certainly built. You definitely look good in red. And close the door, will you, unless you want to give the neighbors a show. You enjoy a good glass of wine, don't you? Sure. I can keep my pants on a little bit longer. Good boy. Because I'm opening a special bottle today just for the two of us. Let me guess, $1,000 bottle of wine? Oh, it's quite a bit more than that. You're kind of adorable when you're bragging. Hey now, you're the one that mentioned the price. Adorable bragging. I just want the perfect end for the evening. You make me laugh. I don't do that often. It makes me realize how much I'm missing it. It's because of my dance moves, isn't it? It's definitely not because of your dance moves. So what do you do with your life now? What makes you so miserable you have to pick up random strangers like me at a bar? Oh, my life's not miserable, it just gets repetitive and boring. When you get to be my age, you'll understand. Can't wait. And you deflected my question perfectly, by the way. I know, there's no need to get into details. Tomorrow, I'm going back to that life. But tonight, that part doesn't matter. It's raining heavily now. Good thing we got here before it really started to pour then. Oh, you're wearing glasses. They look good on you. I know you'd say that. Oh, they do look good on her. Am I that predictable? Call it female intuition. Or luck, I just needed to take my contacts out. Anna, you could have picked any of the guys at the bar tonight and had your way with them. Why me? Like I said, you make me smile. Here, your wine. This one is worth every penny. But it would be a shame to drink it right away. How about we get back to what we were doing earlier, so that wine can properly aerate in the meantime? It'd be my pleasure. I've been looking forward to this all evening, because I know it's going to be good. So please, do me a favor. Unzip me. Of course! Not Sextember without the sex, right? Thank you. Now allow me to return the favor. Well now. You're huge. My jaw is getting a workout. We can always skip to the main course. Not yet. I want more. My, isn't this a surprise? You sure know how to treat a lady. And these renders are getting a hell of a lot better, aren't they? No more teasing. Whimpers. Please. Yes. They often look a little sweaty though, don't they? But maybe that's just, I don't know, an effect. That's it, nice and easy. I can feel like you're squeezing me. I am. Go ahead, I know you want to. Touch me. Well, I mean, good Lord. God, how I've missed this. You're a perfect fit. Wait, I want to do something. Over there. But don't come in me. I'm gonna... Oh shit, did you... You're smiling. Of course I am. When I look at you, you make me remember old times. Good times. Sorry about the mess. It's not the end of the world. There's pills for that. Well, still, sorry. Don't be. And let's talk about something else. Just realize you haven't actually told me anything about yourself. I chose not to, and neither did you. That's one of the perks of random hookups. We don't have to share anything. So you do this often then? This random hookup thing? No, never. I had a shitty day and you cheered me up. Getting fucked in a way I haven't been in a long time was just a cherry on top. So that's all there is then? By tomorrow it's all forgotten? Tomorrow it'll be a thing of the past, but I appreciate this moment fully. Sorry to be ruining the moment. But we should probably end the evening before the sun comes up. You're probably right, but do me a last favor, at least. You should at least try the wine. It's really something. Ooh, starting to get some fishy feelings about that wine. I've played one too many of these darker ones too. Now, I'm talking about the Japanese ones, you know. You should try the wine, though. I don't know, mistress. That doesn't seem like it's a good idea. Oh, right. Almost forgot about it. I'd love to. Let me see if this thing is worth it. Cheers, then. Bottoms up. Not bad. Yeah. It didn't always used to be like this. What do you mean? It used to be different. Romantic getaways to Hawaii, or in the Alps tucked together in front of the fireplace weeks on end in the snowstorms, making love early in the morning, late in the evening, and everywhere in between. Don't tell me you regret having sex. I didn't know if you were with someone. No, I don't regret it. It was just what I needed. And I think it was what you needed, too. Holy crap, she looks like my ex there. It's weird. But somewhere it lost the most important aspect. The feelings, the euphoria. Now it's all business. The love was real. I want you to know that. Falling asleep in each other's arms. I never stopped loving. I have no idea what you mean. And I'm sorry if I'm criticizing your ridiculously expensive wine, but I think that last glass was one too many. I can see how you would think that. That would be my first thought as well. But it's just a tranquilizer doing its job. I've played a lot of these guys. The Japanese have spoiled me. Huh? It's dulling the pain from the poison spreading through your body right now. Man. Saw it coming. What was that? It was like a Persona music. It's like, man, I think it was the Persona 5 battle music. Can't you see it coming? Something like that. Poison. It's actually one of the most deadly poisons on the planet. It's also extremely painful. But it comes with some soft side effects like loss of speech and paralysis. No shit. And you just drank a dose that would kill an elephant. I can't move. But don't worry, I made a special cocktail just for you. I can't speak. I added a tranquilizer to dull the pain. Ah! No, it doesn't. You don't deserve the pain. Bleh. Shh. I'll be here for you. Comfort you. Get away from me. You won't feel a thing. Sleep now. It'll all be over soon. The pain! Distant humming. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. That voice, it can't be. Sleep well, sweetheart. Mom? Episode 1, Hush, little baby. Inhales. Fuck! Not this again. Why am I having these dreams? Why the hell do they feel so real? Feels like my chest is about to explode. Ugh. Why can't I have the normal weird dreams like running in slow motion? At least I got a full night's sleep. It's time to get moving. Can't stay here anyway. Well, Jack, you told me to go to the island and now I'm here. Or almost. But then what? How am I going to survive with what little money I have? At least I'll be free. Shit. I'm hungry. But I'm out of food. It's time to start shaping your character. Many choices in the game will form your character as you make them. These impact your character's stats. You have strength, charm, finesse, and resilience. Every one of these choices reward points which you can use to shape your character. Holy crap, like an RPG. This is an AVN RPG. At the beginning of every episode, you can choose to sacrifice a point for a temporary perk. The perk will help you see things you normally wouldn't. This buff is lost at the end of the episode. So let's start by choosing your main character trait. Click on the glass of juice and the bottle of whiskey in the next screen to read more about them, and click learn when you've decided. Brains. You prefer finding a way out of problems in ways that doesn't involve using your fists. Or at least make yourself a suit of iron armor that would do the fighting for you if it comes to that. You are not a hopeless romantic, but you hope you'll find someone special at some point in your life. Not that it doesn't mean having a lot of fun before you do. Women who prefer charm would prefer this personality. Brawls. You like the good old action hero. If someone comes at you with an attitude, you clearly aren't going to apologize your way out of the situation. You're not the typical gentleman or romantic, and can sometimes be somewhat clumsy when it comes to both, but prefer a more hands-on approach. Women who are a bit more experimental and adventurous would prefer this personality. Experimental and adventurous, huh? I don't know. What should I go with? I don't know. Honestly, feels like a good spot to stop. Seriously. Because when the game comes out, or when it completely comes out, like again, it's not even available for purchase yet on itch.io, and it's a Patreon right now. I don't know if it's going to go on itch.io, probably eventually, because it's, I mean, Leap of Faith is on GOG. And I do think he said he was bringing Euphoria over to GOG also. So, yeah, we're just going to wait. But I just want to give you guys just kind of a teaser at Drifty's new game. And I don't think I want to do any more of that. Like, I don't want to read any more of this episode. I don't want to spoil it for me or you. You need to be, like, supporting Drifty so you can check it out for yourself and then make the character the way you want. Because I'm not really sure what I want to go with. Because experimental and adventurous, I might like that kind of woman. But I might not, you know, then again, I don't know what kind of women I'm going to meet in the game. So it's really hard to tell. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll be out with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Euphoria. And we will see you next time with something else on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Please make sure to support Drifty Games if you like this game. That's at Patreon. Don't forget, I'm out.